Welcome back, my friends. You didn't get to hear the sneezing of Diane in the background. Tell you what, she has a hearty sneeze. I will just say that. I mean, but she sneezes in twos. Have you ever noticed that, Francine Bryson, the ultimate redneck chef? I mean, have you ever noticed people, very rarely do they sneeze once?
I know.
The Beast, she always sneezes in threes.
I sneeze in one, but I sound like an elephant.
Oh, please.
Trying to blow up. I try to hold it in, and it comes out.
That's not an elephant. That's more like a orangutan. No, spider monkey.
Spider monkey?
Yeah.
I've been called a lot of things. Spider monkey ain't one of them.
Well, I mean, hello, pot kettle calling. You know, it's like, what am I going to say?
I have been told that people said something before, said, you look like you about lost your monkey. And I'm like, okay, that's one I've never heard. But I use it. It's almost like duck dying fit. You ever see anybody have a duck dying fit?
No.
I'm having a duck fit.
What's a duck?
You've never hit a duck? No. It's a hissy fit.
Oh.
On crack.
Oh. All right. I'm telling you, see, this is where Francine gives you all the little extras on the show that you don't ordinarily get with most chefs. Now, here's a great, great delicacy. I mean, you go into a meat and free anywhere, and you'll find this on the menu. Somehow, some way. I call it chicken fried steak. You call it golden...
cube steak.
Golden cube steak. I mean, my parents used to just take it, throw it in butter, cook it up on both sides, slap some grilled onions on it, and put it on a piece of bread and go.
Exactly.
And, but this is beautiful. This is heaven. Now, you have set this up for us. Now, you first of all, you've got all your ingredients already set out for you.
Got my crapola together.
You sure do. Now, in your seasoning, what are you doing?
I use Lowry's on this one, and I use with little Worcestershire in the egg wash, and I use Lowry's and salt and pepper. But you can use
it in your egg wash.
Yeah. Now, sometimes, because it's permeating the meat, it's the closest to, it's touching the meat the most. Because when you're putting your egg wash in, then you're putting your flour. If you put all your seasoning in your flour, it's got to go through that egg wash first.
Ah, now that's a great idea.
So why not let your seasoning touch your meat and then go from there? So, just seems simple to me.
Well, I mean, that's what we'll call that Francine's tip of the day.
Yeah.
Keep it closest to your meat.
Well, Nana used to tell me this when I was cooking and doing stuff. She says, you have to kiss everything that you cook. And I said, I'm not putting my mouth on everything. She says, no, you kiss it. Keep it simple, stupid. And I put that in the first book, and my editors like had a hiss fit. Duck fit. They're having duck fit.
But, well, I bet when they get it at New York and they look at your, they're like, okay, we got to get an interpreter.
Just about. But no, they understand me now.
Now, this is a great recipe because, first of all, you take your egg wash, which is seasoned.
Right.
And you put your meat in there, dredge it real good in that.
Yep, and then you dredge it in a little flour with a little more salt and pepper.
Nothing else,
a little salt and pepper, and then you cook it. And that's what takes the longest, is cooking it.
Well, and that's what you hear. I don't know if you can hear this at home. I'm sure you can. Michael the Whip, are we good on this? Could you hear this? Oh, yeah, he's going, yeah. Of course, he's been staring at it with this kind of blind lust.
He was looking at me like that.
No.
Now it's all about the meat.
No, it's all about the meat. I mean, he's just staring at it because this is real Southern cooking right here.
Yeah.
Chicken fried steak. Until I came down south, I'd never heard of it. And then once I did, I said, well, I'll try it. OMG. Now, you're cooking it. How do you know?
You feel it.
Is this a feel thing?
It's a feel. It's just there's no science to this. It's just a feeling. It's something that you just know it's happening. So I don't have the education to explain the stuff that happens for this, and I don't know how to do it.
So you're looking for a very good golden brown.
You've turned
it a couple of times.
Yeah. You don't want to over brown it because it's going to fit. This is called continuous cooking. This is going to sit here and cook for about another 45 seconds or so.
And there she is. She's dredging it in her seasoned wash. And then into her slightly seasoned flour.
And then into the pool.
Now, you're not looking for an extremely heavy coating.
No, no, we're not doing that. And we're not battering it. Now, authentic country fried steak, which is actually called chicken fried steak, is heavily, heavily battered. So you got to get through all that crust to get to your meat. But see, we're going to put this with gravy. We're going to smother it with gravy. You don't want to, you know, overdo this, because if you put all that gravy on a thick, thick coating, you're going to get mush. And you don't want mush.
I hate mush. Mush is not
if
good.
If I want mush, I'm making oatmeal.
There you go.
It's that simple.
Well, now, this recipe you can make as few or as many as you want.
We're making
four here today. But once again, this is a recipe that really, once you get everything going,
yeah,
the longest is going to be the cooking time.
Exactly. And the rest of it is all we got to do now is wait and make the gravy.
Now, we'll do that in the next segment, because I want you to don't forget my beans.
I'm not going to forget your beans. Can you smell them?
I know. I've been smelling them. What are you looking for as far as the beans now? How long have they been on?
Not long at all. Go ahead and open it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
See that bacon crisping up?
It's not yet. It's just the tops of it are starting to.
Uh-huh.
Now, is that traditionally the way it's going to be?
Yes. And it's a cooking.
Okay, let me get back here. And
it's cooking in its own sauce.
There we go. So how much longer are you thinking about looking?
I'd say, it's only been in there about 15 minutes, so.
About another
15, 20.
When that comes out. Now, the bacon, you want the bacon to be dark and crisp across the top?
It won't be dark, but it'll be crispy. We're going to cook it till. But what it's doing is it's sucking up all that juice, too. So it's, not only is it putting out bacon grease, that bacon grease is meshing with that brown sugar and that onion and all that flavor, and it's just making it one big, beautiful bite of deliciousness.
Now, this is something that, now, a regular 9x13 casserole dish is going to feed about how many normal people? I'm not talking, you know, I love the way they say, oh, you'll get 30 servings out of that.
Yeah.
No, please.
No, you're not going to get 30 out of that. I'd say that'd feed.
Six or eight?
I'd say 8 to 10. And then me and you.
Well, me and you.
Or me and you.
I was going to say, or me and you, because
or me and you.
You and I are going to fight over those beans.
Yeah, probably.
I'm telling you.
Probably.
It's, with all that bacon. Now, back to the chicken fried steak. Now, you've got these things cooking away.
Yep.
And it looks like you're going about 3 to 4 minutes on one side, flipping them 3 to 4 minutes, then back over for 3 to 4 minutes. So it's going to take about 15 to 20 minutes to cook up a pan full. Now, of course, I love cast iron.
Right.
Now, do you have a lot of cast iron hand-me-downs?
I have a buttload of them, and then I have a bunch that I don't touch.
Oh, really?
I've inherited a lot of cast iron that I'm afraid to touch it. It's just, because I can't do it any justice. I actually, this started a family feud. My father-in-law gave me my great-grandmother-in-law, I guess what she would be to me, my husband's grandmother's chicken fryer. And this thing is, I can't get my arms around it. It's so big. And she'd throw it up on a wood stove and just fry chicken all day in it. I've never put it on heat because I'm just in awe of the size of this pan. Number one, my stove couldn't handle it. And number two, I could never cook anything in it as good as she did. And I don't want to mess those memories up for my husband.
Wow.
But I have it. And my father-in-law, he gave it to me, and my sister-in-law tried to claim it, and it came back to my father-in-law, then it come back to me.
Was there any, like, fist cuffs or anything?
No.
My.
I was waiting. I was prepared.
But cast iron is one of those things, especially in southern cooking.
Yeah, well, it's continuous heat. It's conducting all that heat inside itself, and it holds heat better than anything else.
So you cook a lot at home with cast iron?
That's my number one go-to is my cast iron. And then I've got my nonstick for the frou-frou stuff.
Yeah. Well, I noticed in your cookbook, though, your new cookbook,
cast iron.
Not a lot of frou-frou.
No, I think there's two in there. It's got fruit.
Now, I was reading about, I want to get back to that chili, because that's 8 pounds of meat. You know, I mean, that's a big chili.
You're going to feed a lot of people. And that's the way Daddy made it. And he made it in this huge stock pot that I still own. And it just simmered and simmered and simmered, and people would go by and get it and everything. And then we'd take it down to the lodge, and It's an amazing recipe. The flavors are phenomenal.
And you won an award with it.
I won my second cooking award with it. I took it to the chili cook-off in the next town over, closer to Mexico Beach. And I won my second award with it. In fact, I've still got that. I come home and gave the award to my daddy. And the award was a gold railroad spike because the railroad used to run through there.
Oh, wow.
And they pulled the railroad up, so they took the spikes and they painted them gold.
Oh, man.
And put them on strings for everybody.
Wow. Well, there you have it. You learned so much from Francine Bryce, and that's why she cooks with redneck flair and proud of it. Her new cookbook is absolutely incredible. You got to go out and get it. When we come back, we're going to finish up with the chicken fried steak, and I'll bet you she's got some wonderful gravy you can make at home. And guess what? You don't have to make it out of a powder, out of a mix, and you don't have to have a lot of drippings. Chef and the Fat Man taking it to the streets of East Cobb, baby.